For this, we are very, very grateful. On September the 8th, the Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee began a strike in Delano against the grape growers. 8 days later, the National Farm Workers Association joined with the AWOC in a strike requesting and demanding the same things: recognition, better wages, better working conditions. And contrary to many rumors, let me tell you that Larry Itleong, who is in charge of the strike in Delano with the AWOC, which is an affiliate of the AFL-CIO, and myself met the very first day that we joined on the strike, and we agreed that the most important thing for us to do was to maintain unity and solidarity. And that has been maintained. We have on strike Mexican-Americans, Filipino-Americans, Negro-Americans, Puerto Rican-Americans, Anglos. We also have Arabs. When the strike started, many of the growers thought that this was another honeymoon strike, that this was another strike as the ones that had been staged many, many times during the last 40 or 50 years in the fields. And in the beginning, for the first few days, they tend to ignore us and ridicule us. But as the days went on, then they knew that the strike was not disappearing. Then they used the tactic that they've been using, and I'm sure used against your own union when you were organizing, and maybe even today, to try and break our strike. In the first 2 weeks of the strike, we had 10 incidents where growers or their hired guns brandished weapons at us, and out of the 10 incidents, on 6 occasions, they'd fired. And all I can say is that there must be pretty bad shots because we weren't hit. And when we went on strike, we thought that we were striking only the growers in Delano. But we were very surprised. When we pulled the strike in Delano, we found out a few days later that we were striking the whole power structure, barring nothing. The police department, the courts, the district attorney, everything that is a part of the power structure went on strike against us. The city council, the school board, and even, very sadly, the local clergy. In the beginning, after the first day of striking, the Kern County Sheriff sent in a platoon of sheriff deputies supposedly to protect the strikers. The sergeant in charge of that group of sheriffs called on us and told us that he wanted to meet with us regularly to make sure that we understood each other and that things were going well and that we were getting the maximum protection. And so after we had been on strike for about 2 weeks, he called me into his office in the morning and said, "Chavez, I think that we have a problem here. You are insisting in shouting huelga, which means strike in English, and you are disturbing and annoying the strike breakers." And I said, "Sergeant, what other word can we use? Most of these people who are breaking our strikes are being recruited in Mexico, and if we say strike, it doesn't mean anything to them. We have to use the word huelga, and we have to communicate with them." And he said, "Well, I think that the best thing for you to do is to not to shout huelga anymore. You can say huelga in a soft voice, all right, no shouting huelga." And so I went back to the meeting that night, and I told the pickets and the people on strike what the sergeant had said. And after some argument, they agreed that they would then, for the sake of peace, would not shout huelga. And so we went for a couple of days, and then he called me again after 2 days in the morning, and he said, "I think we still have a problem because your pickets are still using that dirty word, huelga." And I said, "What is your suggestion, Sergeant?" And he said, "I think that you should discontinue it altogether. Besides, that We're in this country, we're in the United States, and English is the official language, and I think that if you're going to conduct an all-American strike, you should say the word, you should say strike instead of huelga. And so then I went back again to the pickets and I told them what the problem was, and after a lot of argument, they agreed that we would not use the word huelga. And the very following morning, as we were in the picket line, we were talking to one another and we were using the word huelga, and he also objected to that. That night we went back, but we did not went back to stop using the word huelga. We went back to say, we're going to go tomorrow morning, we're going to have the biggest picket line, and we're going to stand on the roadway and on public property, and we're going to shout huelga at the top of our lungs, and let them take action. They did. Wow. 65 of us were arrested for shouting huelga, including people from the clergy, our wives, and many of us. Now, I might add here that when those people who displayed firearms, their bail was set at $276. When we went in, we had to pay $550 to be bailed out. Then the city of Delano started moving in on us. They started passing ordinances, and they had one ordinance passed in early December. It was an anti-picketing and an anti-demonstration and anti-everything ordinance. And so we were picketing on the 16th of December by the railroads when Brother Ruther arrived, and we greeted him. We were very happy that he was there, and he said, "What, is this a standing picket line?" And we said, "It used to be a walking picket line, but this is interpreted as a demonstration in Delano. Therefore, we're not doing it because we'll be hauled off to jail." And he says, "Let's go." And we picketed. We walked about 3 or 4 blocks. And the chief of police called all of the officers, but they didn't have the guts to arrest us. You know what they did? They started directing traffic so we could have a right of way to continue our picketing. His visit, Brother Russo's visit to Delano, was a turning point in our strike. Besides the financial and substantial financial contribution made to us, this was the first union that came, and the first union that said, "You're going to be helped on equal basis. You're going to get half, and the other union's going to get half." And of course, we're very delighted. But besides that, the people in Delano, the workers, and don't kid yourself, everybody knows who Walter Ruther is out in the fields, and they've known it before the strike. And when he came, they said, the people started saying, "We are going to win, we can't lose, and so we want to join the bandwagon," and we welcomed them. This created national attention, and then everybody in America knew that we had a strike in Delano. But also very important, it is to the credit of Brother Ruther that we were able to get the Senate Investigating Committee to come to Delano and investigate the conditions of farm workers and also all of the shenanigans that they're pulling against us, the power structure. For that, we are very grateful to him, to Mr. Conway, and to all of you. Right after the hearings, we set out on it's become known as the longest march. We marched 300 miles from Delano to Sacramento. And the important thing was, besides the demonstration and letting everybody know that we had a strike, that we routed our pilgrimage, hitting every little small town we could on the 300-mile route. And as we were approaching these towns, farm workers who were afraid to be identified with a strike or with a union were coming. They felt strong. They felt courageous, and they were coming and identifying with us. I can say is that all those places, beginning with Delano up to Sacramento, where we went through in our pilgrimage, will never be the same. There's been a tremendous education to all of us in Delano Of course, the word huelga was the first thing that we changed. But there's been, well, let me tell you some of the things that have happened. I have a 9-year-old boy who's in school, and all the teachers are against the strike, and those who are not are afraid to speak up. And so he heard one day that his teacher was talking to another teacher, and they were saying they were a bunch of beatniks, and that we were outsiders and agitators. And he came home and he said, you know, my teacher is against the strike. And I said, well, it's not surprising. Many people are against the strike because they don't understand what we're trying to do. But a week later, he came home with a report card. And I look at the report card, and it was a very bad report card, and so I called him on it. And I said, what is the meaning of this report card? It's very, very bad. And he said, well, I wanted to talk to you about that. He said, you know what? I think that teacher is the greatest scab in Delano. And then in high school, I have a boy and two girls in high school, and they went to school wearing the huelga button. The very first morning that they came in, the principal called them into his office and said, you cannot wear the huelga button because the high school is neutral. My youngest daughter asked him, you know, principal, I don't understand what you're trying to say. If you are, excuse me, if you are neutral, then why are you against us wearing the button? And then she said, the only thing I can think is that either you're against the strike or you're lying. She was expelled. It took us 2 days to get her back to school. And then a couple of days after we began the big boycott against the Giorgio products, S&W Foods, and the Tree Sweet Juices, one of my daughters went to her home economics class, and she made a request for a can of string beans. And they brought out the string beans, and she looked at the label, and it was an S&W label, and she refused to use that in her assignment. And so she was pressured into doing it. So she opened the can, and she dumped it on the garbage. And she said, I'd rather get an F than use that brand. And so I'm trying to say that in a tremendous amount of education, tremendous amount of education, not only for the people on strike, but their families. All our kids know the strike songs. All of them know everything that we're doing. And it seems to us, too, that we have been on strike so long that to us it's just a way of life now. I sometimes wonder how we would feel when we are no longer on strike. There's been a great awareness of our strike in Delano and the desire of the farm workers to form their own union. Even the enemy recognizes that a union of farm workers is coming. And in some cases, it's already here. And as we see the new day dawning on the struggle to organize farm workers, we also see clouds forming in the horizon. These are danger signals to us. We see how some people are trying to divide farm worker from farm worker and how they're trying to separate brother from brother. And I say that as you have your United Automobile Workers Union, we want and we deserve a United Farm Workers Union in America. And in closing, the words of your President Ruther when he came to visit us in Delano, when he brought a great message of solidarity, he said, we'll fight together and we'll win together. Viva la huelga.
I'd like for you to stand, to remain standing, and we'll adopt this resolution by singing solidarity with our brothers in the grape strike. Joe Bono, he and I, we're going to sing it together with your help.
Larry.
Come on, get up here. We're going to sing solidarity.
We'll wind up with Viva La Huelga.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yes, what force on earth is greater than the feeble strength of one? For the union makes us strong.
All together.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
Viva Huelga!
If there is no objection, we will consider the singing of solidarity equivalent to a vote adopting this resolution on the grape workers' strike.
On a point of special privilege, Brother Chairman, I have been talking to the grape strikers at their booth. They are going to be leaving our convention in approximately 15 minutes. They are going back to their picket lines and back to the fields to do the further organizing that they need to do and that we are supporting. 2 days ago, they visited our convention. They marched through the hall. A lot of us cheered. A lot of us cried, and a lot of us remembered our own backgrounds and past history and past struggles. We had no chance at that time, Brother Chairman, to discuss from the floor what we delegates and local union representatives could do out of our local unions to participate in this struggle and to implement the resolution that we presented from the floor. I would like to ask two things, Brother Chairman. First, I would like to ask if you would, from the International Executive Board, send a letter to all of the local unions affiliated in the UAW asking that a sum of money, a small sum of money, be regularly contributed to the striking grape workers, that this be done on a weekly or a monthly basis. Almost all of the local unions in our region are doing this. I know that a number of local unions outside of the region are doing this. This kind of a sustaining fund is absolutely essential to the victories that we must have in the fields in this state and as a base for future activities in the rest of the country. The second request I would like to make, Brother Chairman, to send them on their way, and they will be leaving in 15 minutes. I've been a delegate to these conventions for a while now, and I haven't seen on a convention floor anybody pass a hat in a long time. And I would like to suggest, Brother Chairman, that the delegates pass the hat to all of the delegates on the floor and up on the platform, and that we send them on their way with our best wishes and the best kind of help we could possibly give them at this time. Thank you, brother.
Let me suggest this to the brother. I agree completely with the spirit of his remarks. On your first request, I am prepared to send such a letter to all UAW local unions. On your second request, we've got so much time, and I think that rather than do that, why don't we just have the International Union give them another $5,000 extra contribution for this period? And if there's no objection, we will give them an extra $5,000 for this period to send them on their way. All right.